Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Beverly Ann Menebel is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're soon, very soon, going to celebrate her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And she is the lady that we contact and who talks to us on a regular basis about how to make sure that we're communicating with our with everybody that we deal with, our employees and our customers and our community, the right way. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and she's our good friend, Beverly Ann Menebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, over the years, Beverly, and it really is back good to have you back, as in back in the USA, because yes. Over the years, you've done a lot of international travel for one reason or another. And one of the things you've always done, and which we really appreciate, is you've returned on the show after you've gotten back and you've given us a little travelogue about what happened. Now, recently you came back from Japan. You spent 3 weeks in Japan.
Yes.
And I want you to tell the audience first why you were over there. It's a little success story for our friend Beverly. Go ahead, Beverly.
Our oldest son, Ty, he's 25, is living
your oldest son, not mine and your oldest son, not our oldest son, right?
Right, right. What's those pronouns?
Well, we got to be careful here. We got some, people might not understand. I love you, but we don't have a child. Go ahead.
I guess he's 25. He's over in Japan teaching English. He's in the JET program, which stands for the Japanese Educational Training Program. And so I went over to see him about a year and a half ago, just for 3 days. I had been speaking in Beijing and just wanted to hop over and make sure he was okay. But this time from Beijing, it's kind of a hop, yeah. But this time, of course, it was an extended trip to spend time with him and to interact with his friends and neighbors. And we also have a foreign exchange student from Japan who used to live with us, Nana. And so we were able to spend some time with her and her mother.
That's great.
It was fabulous.
Success story, because I remember, you know, first knowing about your son when he was just a little teenager, and now he's making his way in a great outreach program in Japan as an educator in Japan. And what a great success story that is for you and Ken, Beverly.
Thank you. And it's amazing that he's done that and his parents have remained the same age.
That's the amazing part. That's the miracle part. So what did you learn about... Now, had you been to Japan before?
Once before.
Yeah. And what did you learn about... what did you learn when you got to during this trip about Japan that would benefit us, that we would be interested in?
I think as business owner, I learned that the economy has hit Japan very hard. Much like it hit the United States.
They barely came out of the lost decade of the 90s before this hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that they, in business, as far as retail, they don't use credit cards. It's very rare for them to use credit cards.
Has that been going on? Is that pretty much been going on for a long time, or is that recent?
It's recent in the last, when I say recent, the last 5 years or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't have them. Obviously, if you go to a hotel, they will take your credit card. But I'm talking about, you know, just traveling and going into stores, train tickets. There's no signs that say they will take credit card, and they much prefer cash. We even ordered something online while we were there, which was very interesting because everything was in kanji, and so we had to have help from some Japanese. And while they said they would take credit card, they wouldn't take an international credit card. There wasn't enough. We had too many digits for them. So they sent it COD.
Wow.
And and that's another interesting thing about business. In Japan, if you say, you know, here how if you have to have some type of service, you have to promise to be here between 8 and 12 or 1 to 5, and they won't tell you when, and they may not come. No, they ask us for this COD, what day and what time. And so we're saying Friday morning, and they're saying, what time Friday morning? And we looked at each other, and we said, 10 o'clock. They came exactly at 10 o'clock to bring this package. Amazing.
Wow.
I know.
That's an improvement over America, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's what I found overall, was that their service was incredible. It's like the customer matters. The customer comes first. What is convenient for the customer? And I think that is something that, for the most part, we've lost here in the United States.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
People answer their phones there. They don't have these automated push this, do that.
Now you were in the southern part of the country, right?
Yes, the furthest north I went was Kyoto, which is just above Osaka, so not as far north as Tokyo.
Right. And do you think that you get the feeling that what you experienced in the south was different from maybe the big city?
Well, now, there was a big difference in Osaka in that there was just a lot more people. So you didn't just sit down on a train. You stood on a train.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people. And yet the customer service, I bought a camera. I bought an iPod in Osaka. And the customer service was fabulous. And they didn't speak a lot of English. But they were very accommodating. Now, I have been told by my son that the Japanese are very kind to Westerners, more so than they would be to other Asians.
And did you experience that?
Well, I'm not another Asian, but I did experience tremendous courtesy and respect.
That's what I mean. They treated you extra well.
Yes, they did.
Well, you command that kind of respect from people, though, Beverly. When people see you, they want to serve and respect you. You know, you just have that air about you.
You should have seen me trying to get some ground espresso beans. It was quite comical. It could have been on YouTube. He did not speak English. I did not speak Japanese, other than we both understood hi, which is yes, and arigato, and head nodding, and sign language.
I'm sorry we missed it. You're right. That probably have a million views by now on YouTube if it were on there. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's talklisten.com, www.talklisten.com. We've got some really cool new stuff on there I want to talk about after the break.
All right, stand by, folks. We'll take a quick one right back with Beverly Inman Ebel, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding on.
If you leave me now, you'll take away.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after, welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for going there and using it to your advantage. But don't forget, we'll follow you home if that's what you want. You don't have to stay at our site. You can take stuff with you, and then we'll send you more of it if you want. So we have lots of different ways of serving you, either coming to our site or going or staying home and or clicking on your cell phone or whatever. We'll send you stuff like our newsletter, like our blog, like the files of our interviews that we do. That we will, you can RSS those as well. And you can download them. Lots of different ways you can enjoy and benefit from the things that we do here. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, whatever you got going on in your small business, the one you're starting or the one you're growing, we got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you have, we've got something you can read or listen to, and I hope you'll check that out. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. Oh, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jim Blassing. And Beverly, are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter yet. I know I'm behind the times, but, you know, we do have our interviews together, the times I have been on your radio station, on our website now. It's right on our front page. And we also, when you first go to talklisten.com, we now have about a 15-minute video where you'll get to meet some of the key folks at TLC.
I haven't seen
customers.
That video. Is your beautiful face on that video?
It is on there, and our customers are on there telling folks, what they like about TLC. So
that's a great resource.
Yeah, and then of course our newsletter is free as well, and you just go to the upper right hand corner and click and get it, and you can go back into our archives and download as many newsletters as your heart desires. And
you should be on Twitter.
I know.
A thought leader like you, Twitter is good for a company like yours. It's a little bit different for a traditional business, like a restaurant or a dry cleaners or a factory or something like this. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different approach, or expectations. But for somebody who's a thought leader like you, you should be checking out Twitter.
I will do that.
And let me know when you're on, and we'll follow you.
Okay.
Beverly, the Japanese have a completely different, their culture is so different from ours, but we have a kinship with them. We have, over the last 60 years, we've developed a really good relationship. We overcame a lot from World War II, and they've become a good partner of ours. They are still, folks, the number, with all the challenges they've had, including the 90s, when they basically lost that decade because of their failure to take the steps they needed to get out of their doldrums to solve their problems. They're still the number two economy in the world. The number two economy is not China, it's not India, it's Japan.
And our relationship is very good. One of the things I did as a tourist was I went to Hiroshima and went to the Peace Dome and the museum. And I've been to, 22 countries. I have never been to a museum that was more candid than the one at Hiroshima.
Wow.
They didn't blame the Americans. I mean, it was fact. It was, we started this war. It was... It's fabulous. So if you ever go, I really encourage people to go to Hiroshima. But Hiroshima now stands for peace. And so they have decided not to be bitter. And I even had an opportunity to speak to some World War II vets because my son teaches an English class for older adults. He just does it free. And, of course, they love him for it. And they hold a wonderful dinner for my husband and I. And I got to talk to them, and they don't have any hatred, any embitterment over Americans because of World War II. And so, that just tells me that, if they can overcome that, if you think about what we're going through right now in our economy, nothing can stop us. We can overcome this.
Right.
We can move forward. I was telling you, Jim, over the break that, yes, TLC has felt the effect of this economy. We provide a service, and sometimes, some of the services, such as leadership training, are one of the first ones to go. But since I've been back, in the not quite 2 weeks since I've been back, I have seen rays of hope.
So you're seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel like I am in terms... I've been saying in the last couple of weeks that I'm seeing a light at the end of the... in the faraway distance, a little glimmer that looks more like a light, not like a headlight.
Yes, and it's not coming from the great big companies that I think every small business has one or two customers that's their bread and butter. But there's bites here and there, and there's also...
Well, I've been saying for a long time, Beverly, that big business got us, Wall Street, I should say, Wall Street and Washington got us into this mess, but small business is going to lead us out.
I believe so, and I'm going to, I'm helping host a town hall meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, next Thursday. I'm a member of the National Women's Business Council, an elected or an appointed position rather. But so far, we had one in Washington. We've had them all over the country, out west and Ohio. But this will be the first one we've had since the economy has hit so low. So it will be very interesting.
You'll have to come back afterwards and tell us what was discussed in that. We'll do that real soon. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise, very soon. Now take a quick break. Howard Ruff's going to be with us on the other side of this break. Yeah, Howard Ruff. That guy, you know him well, right? Ruff Times. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.